You're listening to the best of the Morning Blush on Hot 103 Jams.
This is an interesting story. This is coming from friends of ours south of the border in Colombia. They've proposed legislation to give workers 2 days paid leave when their pets die. So if Kingston kicks the bucket, you think you deserve a couple of days off to grieve?
Absolutely. I love that dog. But on the other hand, I am always looking for a way to get off. But yeah, I will be grieving. I love Kingston. He brings a certain joy to my life, so I understand that stance. Now, didn't last year or before then.
I think they need to add those 2 days onto whatever days they give people for humans. So if you get 5, just go ahead and give them a 7.
I'm with that.
For humans.
Let's get it. Come on. I'm with that. Where do I sign?
You know, people need that time off when you're dealing with grief. This is something that I've, you know, not experienced a long way. I've lost some friends and, you know, my grandmother passed and some other folks. But, you know, as you get older and folks start dying, B, need that time.
It's I guess it might be a little different with family and friends, because I've had a lot of family pass, but they were all older than me, so I never really experienced, you know, your contemporaries, you know, dying. And I know that's a different pain, but to your point, man, we all need time to sit back and grieve on your new reality, man. It's a lot to deal with.
It really is. You know, a lot of folks have kind of started waning off, you know, checking on you. That's what happens as you experience loss. You know, folk at first, oh, girl, you all right? And then as time go on, she all right.
You think it's like that?
Oh, it is. I know there are people who are listening right now who've gone through loss and they understand exactly what I'm talking about. At first, you know, when it's fresh and, you know, when the funeral is going on and you posting the tributes up on Facebook. And then as you continue on, people begin to wane off. They go back to their regular lives. And this is not, you know, like an indictment on people. I understand completely, because we all have our own lives. So, you know, as time goes on, you just stop reaching out. I reached out to a friend of mine, Kelly. And her mother died 2 years ago. She's also a sorrow of mine. And now that I'm going through my own pain, I had to apologize to her. I reached out. I sent flowers during the funeral and all of that stuff. But I did just that myself. I started waning off just because, you know, you thinking to yourself, well, they all right now. I ain't got to bug her every day.
And another thing, Shay, to that is a lot of people dealing with their own stuff, too. They might be grieving in other ways. But yeah, we do gotta do better with checking up on each other, though.
It's true.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:23 today. Look for highs in the mid 80s. Right now, you are clear in 69 in KCK. Shade was popped.
Lori Loughlin, the actress and mother who was at the center of that UCLA scandal where they were paying folk to get the kids into the school. Well, she's going to be returning to acting. The Full House alum has booked her first post-prison gig on season 2 of When Hope Calls.
That privilege is just yikes.
I know.
That's crazy, bro. For real. Like, how many people of color be locked up, have dirt thrown on their name, go through a trial, and don't get hired for nothing else ever again?
I remember when... what's my man's name that was the QB for the Falcons?
Michael
Vick. When he came and worked with Andy Reid in that program that
in
they
Philly.
Had. No, it was here. And
oh, okay,
people
okay.
were upset about him coming here after this man has served his time, donated hundreds of thousands of dollars. He's legislated to right the wrongs that he has done. And they didn't want him to work. They said he should be working at McDonald's or something.
You talking about in 2019 when he had that coaching intern with the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Yeah. And let's be, I want to be clear too. I'm not hating on her. Okay, fine. She's working. Make it fair for everybody. That's all I'm saying.
That.
But it's
good
privilege.
Good luck on that.
It's clear privilege, and that goes in every facet of life, man.
Her daughter Olivia, of course, who she was trying to get into you at UCLA, is a part of the Dancing with the Stars troupe or whatever, I guess you call it, cast. And I haven't watched it, but many people do watch that show.
Good luck.
So Cardi B made her first post-pregnancy public appearance yesterday in Paris. At the Terry Mugler exhibit, she wore a red sequins couture dress with a matching cape and feathers from Mugler's 1995 collection. She's like a muse of his now.
Now that's my kind of style.
She gotta be a Libra.
Why you say that?
She like to dress fly. She's very opinionated. Yeah. I bet her birthday is soon. I'm trying to look it up now. I bet you
so. I'm a Capricorn. I like to dress fly. I'm opinionated.
It's different, though. October 11th. I knew it. I knew she was a Libra. I was right. Y'all different. Y'all kind of the same, but y'all different, though.
Lauryn Hill is the one who allegedly initiated the reunion tour. Now, I don't know if you heard about this, but they returned to the stage in New York City and was 3 hours late. She told y'all in the Nas song she's trying to save souls. Don't worry about that time.
Hey, bro, take that risk if you want to with them Fugees tickets. And they going global with it, too.
I went to go see her when I was still living in Atlanta, and I waited a good short 2 hours for her to come out.
We know you did.
I went twice. One time she was at this little, like a small intimate club, like maybe 500 people could get in there. Mm-hmm. And I waited for 2 hours there. And then she was at Chastain, which is an outdoor venue, like an amphitheater. Mm-hmm. And she was like 2 hours late then too. But Chastain is like in a residential area. Mm-hmm. So they say once it's over, it really is over. So she got up there and did two songs and then they cut her mic off.
Was it worth the wait though? That's the question.
No, she only did two songs and they cut her mic off. But they gave us our money back because, you know.
The contract wasn't fulfilled.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
You want to know why I'm mad? Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank God I'm a child of God. I went to T-Mobile yesterday, got a new phone. And they erased all my 200 numbers and my 1,000 pictures.
Oh, no. Not the freaky stash. No.
Yes.
Those are pictures of her grands. She ain't got no nasty pictures. He's saying you got not safe for work pictures in that phone.
All right, don't let me come over there and whoop you.
See? Those are pictures of her grandkids.
No, my mom and dad and sister, and they all gone to heaven.
So sorry. Do you have any, like, Polaroids or something?
Yeah. And, John, I got pictures with you. This is Miss Joyce from Red X.
Oh, yes, Miss Joyce. Yes, we met a couple years ago. How you been doing?
I've been doing okay, thanks to the good Lord. But, ooh, Lord, thank you, Lord, I didn't cuss yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to get your phone number, and we'll have Brian go ahead and just send you a picture of him so that you can build your stash back up.
Mm. I need something built back up because, Lord, have mercy. There was getting ready to be a case, and I ain't never been to jail. But that time, ooh, Lord. But I'm okay now. I'm going to call Washington, D.C. That's the headquarters for T-Mobile. And somebody got to do something, though.
Go ahead and write them a letter. Handwritten letter, Miss Joyce. That'll get straight to the point. I promise. And I know you got some good handwriting, too.
You know I do.
Always good to talk to you, Miss Joyce. Have a good day.
You all do the same. Be blessed.
You too.
Oh, I feel a master breakthrough. I feel a breakthrough coming.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates.
it's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shy.
Getting ready when you still sleep with Lauren. Going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you could be who I belong as you ain't giving up. Hey. Getting ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them having good grades is a must.
Getting ready when you still sleep with Lauren. Going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long as you ain't giving up.
Hey.
Getting ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them having good grades is a must.
I feel like I can run through a brick wall when I hear this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Top 103 Jibs, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Hey, what up, Max Sauce? Good morning, y'all. 6:54 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s. Sunny skies. Right now, you're partly cloudy in 68 on 18th and Vine.
Fall is my favorite time of year. Pumpkin spice. Feel that nice little chill in the air. The chill hasn't come in place yet.
You can smell the heat from the furnace.
Leaves changing. Haunted houses. I'm here for it all.
Mm.
So, a 22-year-old scare actor in a haunted house in Ohio was upset because an 11-year-old boy wasn't afraid of what he was doing. So, the prop knife that he was using, he decided to go ahead and switch it out and use a real knife.
Not a good idea.
So, as the young man was walking by, he used a real knife to, like, hit the ground where he was walking and mistakenly stabbed a little boy in his big toe.
Wow. Did he get his ass whooped after that by the parents?
No, he got fired from his job. Boy's mother did decide to pursue charges and he was later charged with negligent assault.
See, this all could have been avoided. That little kid, all he needed to do was go to 35th and Prospect. That's all he needed to do. Very scary things right there.
Well, I personally love the haunted house. And I make it a point to try to go every year. Usually you're down there.
Yeah, down there at the edge of hell. Mm-hmm. Come on through, Shay. Go down the slide.
No, I ain't going on that slide.
Why not?
Well, first of all, you got to pay extra. I mean, that's one. Two... No. The only way I'm jumping out a window or do anything is if something's on fire in the house. Other than that, I'll take the stairs, I'll take the elevator, I'll walk through.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Fake made up holiday, National Coffee Day. All the coffee folk got together, let's make up a day.
And my fiance is a coffee drinker.
One time for Black Drip. Local black-owned coffee company. They sent over some of their coffee.
Hey.
No more Folgers for me. They have officially bougied me out with the coffee.
Black coffee, no sugar, no cream.
That's I'm talking about, it's so good, Brian.
Uh-huh. I'll try it.
I made some on Sunday. I tried to make a video, but I don't quite understand how to really do the Instagram feature where you start it and then you stop it and then you start it and you stop it and then it makes a reel.
That sounds like TikTok.
No, they do that on Instagram. Mm. I don't have TikTok.
No, I'm saying like that's yeah, I got you.
Midi have tried to upgrade my coffee to give me gift cards to Starbucks and stuff, but I like cheap coffee. Until now.
Get you on the good stuff, man.
I get a coffee from McDonald's. It's a dollar. I drink that. I go to Quick Trip, get a dollar coffee. I had to upgrade now. So you can get some free coffee today on National Coffee Day from Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, Panera, and Krispy Kreme.
And from Shea Moore.
I ain't got no free coffee to get no batter, Chad.
You ain't got none of that coffee with you like this morning? You took it home?
I took that home.
They always take all the good stuff home, man.
You don't drink coffee, so that's why I took both of them. You said...
I want to try it now, though. That you done talked me into trying it, so...
Okay, I'm going to put a little bit in the baggie.
All right.
Hope the police don't think it's something else. It's brown. It ain't white. Put a little bit in the baggie. And have your boo make you some.
Now, it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722, highs in the mid-80s today. It'll be a little more cloudy. Right now, you are partly sunny and 69 in Independence. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish happy birthday to some of our celebrity Libra friends. Professional basketball player with the Golden State Warriors, Kevin Durant. No, he don't play with the Warriors no more, right? He
Brooklyn Nets.
In Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wish they would update this, though. He's 33 years old today. Son of Rev Run, JoJo Simmons. He's 32 today. Television personality, Bryant Gumbel.
My dog.
I love Real Sports.
Yeah, buddy. I didn't know you watched that, man, until we started talking about it on air. Right. Yeah.
I love sports.
That always shocked me when you said you watched that. I can understand why you're watching now, though.
I'm a well-rounded woman.
Yeah.
I know a little bit about a lot.
You do.
He's 73 years old today, and one of my favorites from the group Jodeci, Devontae Swain.
My dog. How old is he?
52.
He getting up there. Happy birthday, Uncle Herman. I love you, dog. And everybody else born on September 29th. What are you doing over there?
I'm trying to connect with the song. Music makes me happy. Kanye West has updated his Donda album on all streaming services and snatched your man Chris Brown off the song New Again.
And replaced it with what?
Well, he was upset because Chris had said something.
He did.
About him basically being corny.
Yeah.
And this is like straight retaliation, fam. Like, come on.
Chris Brown don't need your streams, Kanye. He got his own. Trust me.
But it's so silly.
It's Kanye.
Well, he also bought a bachelor pad in Belgium this week. They said he's celebrating being single. The new home is outside of the city of Antwerp.
All the waffles you can eat.
That's where I want to go. And they got mad chocolate out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, me and chocolate really nothing.
Yes, I'm single. I want a mango.
Why Bill Cosby is speaking out about this R. Kelly trial, I'll never understand. Sir, you're home. Pay attention to Camille. Hush. You about to meet Jesus soon, and you got to account for your own sins.
Come on,
don't worry about what R. Kelly got going on, sir.
We just got through talking about grieving now.
This is a word of advice.
Yeah, it is. Now, I don't understand why he's talking. You already know, man. The tomatoes will be thrown his way. The slander will be flying at an all-time high. What did he say, though?
He said, look, the guy was railroaded. How was that? No?
Nah, that's...
That wasn't a good Bill Cosby.
Nah, that's good. That's
I was
good.
Trying.
No.
Okay. Look, the guy was railroaded.
No. Man, Chuck D said something yesterday about it. Like, man, look, the bottom line is this dude terrorized women for years. He was a predator, and he needs to serve this sentence, man. There's no soft putting this thing, man. He was wrong for years.
He did that. I'm sorry.
Facts.
Like, he did that.
Y'all cannot defend this dude on no platform on anything.
Well, people still arguing about it. There were folks outside of the courtroom in tears, crying. And saying free R. Kelly.
It's a sickness.
There's been some people on our social media saying free R. Kelly.
a sickness. I don't care who they are. A sickness, man. If you want this guy to be free out on the streets after you know what he's done.
See, this is the power of music, Brian. What we got to recognize is that music is literally woven into our memories. So there are people who had great times listening to R. Kelly stuff.
But what should override that, Shay, is the inspiration that made those songs. Period.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
During Lakers Media Day, LeBron James revealed that he is indeed vaccinated for COVID-19, but doesn't feel like he's responsible to encourage folks to get vaccinated.
I think everyone has their own choice to do what they feel is right for themselves and their family. That I was very skeptical about it all, but after doing my research and things of that nature, I felt like it was best suited for not only me, but for my family and for my friends. We're talking about like people's bodies and well-beings, you know, so I don't feel like for me personally that I should get involved in what other people should do for their bodies and their livelihoods.
What do you think about that? We always talk about the responsibility of people with platforms to use it for good.
I think in this age of misinformation, I think it would be helpful if LeBron were to use his platform, which is huge. You got millions of followers on Instagram, millions of followers all on his socials, and he's LeBron James. I think he would be wise to use his platform to encourage it.
Kansas City, is it a celebrity's responsibility to use their platform to inform the public, or let's even take it further, to encourage other people's kids?
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
She's got me crying. She's got me crying.
That's our littlest listener, Jace. His mama hit me up yesterday. What's up, Lashay?
Oh, Lord.
It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine on Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip hop and R&B. One more time, Brian, hit it.
I need a little time. Hold on. Here we go. Here we go.
Chiefs, you got me crying. Chiefs, you got me crying.
Shay got everybody in the town singing that. Good morning, y'all. 751 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s. Cloudy skies right now. You're probably cloudy in 69 in KCK.
LeBron James revealed that he is indeed vaccinated, but he doesn't feel like he has a responsibility to encourage folks to do the same.
I think everyone has their own choice to do what they feel is right for themselves and their family. That I was very skeptical about it all, but after doing my research and things of that nature, I felt like it was best suited for not only me, but for my family and for my friends. We're talking about like people's bodies and well-beings, you know, so I don't feel like for me personally that I should get involved in what other people should do for their bodies and their livelihoods.
Think about all the content that you take in during your day. You're on Facebook looking at information about COVID. You're on possibly news sites looking at information. Cable TV news. It's on commercials. It's everywhere, right? My whole thing is we have to dispel the misinformation that's out. And the more positive information, the more accurate information, I should say, and especially coming from a reliable source like LeBron, I think it would be wise. I'm not saying he should or he has to, but it would be wise for him to encourage what's good for everybody, and that's getting vaccinated.
I don't look to celebrities for cues on what I should do in my own personal life, but I think that carries on through everything for me. But a lot of other folks put responsibility on celebrities. How many celebrities have done PSAs for stopping violence, PSAs for wearing your seatbelt, PSAs for not driving drunk, not doing drugs? I mean, this is something that we go to celebrities for if we're trying to disseminate information.
And why?
Because they have huge platforms.
Exactly.
And for whatever reason, people trust celebrities when maybe they shouldn't.
A damn celebrity was elected president.
Look at R. Kelly. People let their teenage daughters go with this celebrity just because they trusted him, because they liked I Believe I Could Fly.
Right. Yeah.
So I think that's more on us as a society. We put a lot of pressure on celebrities to get involved in a lot of different things. And so on one hand, we say, why are you not speaking to kids? Why are you not, you know, out here in the community doing X, Y, Z?
Yeah, and the thing with LeBron is he's been vocal about other things.
Well, that's true.
So it's like, okay, well, this is where you draw a line for him? But I get it, though. I get where he's coming from.
Is it a celebrity's job to use their platform to inform the public? Or even, let's go further, encourage people's kids?
Everybody should get vaccinated, in my point of view, because people are dying every day. I lost 5 people already, so yes.
We're sorry for your loss.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But I just appreciate if everybody would. I mean, people talking all this crazy stuff. They can track you down and all that. But people weren't worried about all the other shots we done took. So if that was the case, we've been getting shots all our lives. We don't know what's in all of them.
Good point.
So that's just my opinion.
Thank you for calling up this morning. Have a good one.
You have a blessed one.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Another lead blown, I ain't trying to hear it. Let me D&D my phone. The cheese really getting beat at home. This ain't the same team we know, and that's no cap. We need the old Mahomes back. Show that now.
Chiefs, you had me crying. Chiefs, you had me crying. Chiefs, you had me crying. Chiefs, you had me crying.
I don't wanna see these games no more. Head to the back and I slam my door. Another heartbreak at the end, I'm sure. Kansas City's been through this pain before. This team can't even stop them from a score. Never seen a defense play this poor. Get on my knees and I pray to the Lord that Clyde don't fumble that ball no more. Another tough loss cause we came up short. Now what happened to the Arrowhead aura? Teams never come win here, I swore it. I take the lead deep in the fourth quarter.
Coltry,
still praying for you.
Go Chiefs.
I'ma scream out too. I'm down with my team. Chiefs kingdom on me till I die. Now what about you?
You know what? You just need a little more recipe. Cover up. Get you some soup, some tea. Hey, yo, take care of your man. Give him a thermometer. Take his temperature, son.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip hop and R&B. My friend Nikki hit me yesterday. Said Brian Beebe spit.
Do my little 1-2, you know what I'm saying?
It's Morning Grind with Shan Shine.
Chiefs, you had me crying.
I can't.
You had me crying.
Good morning, y'all. 8:09 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s. Right now, you're mostly cloudy and 69 in Grandview.
Emergency rental assistance is open today from 9 until 12 and 1 until 4 for folks who need help with rental assistance and utilities. If you got behind due to COVID-19, you can log on to all of our social media accounts. The information is posted right now for you. You've got to make an appointment, though.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
821, highs in the mid-80s today. Right now, you are cloudy and 70 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Will Smith's new memoir, Will be released in coming weeks, and he did an interview with GQ magazine where he talked a lot about his marriage with Jada Pinkett Smith. They've been together since 1997. And he said at one point in their marriage, he wanted to pursue a relationship with not only Halle Berry, but also the black ballerina Misty Copeland.
Now, I've heard of her name. I'm not sure who she is, though. But Halle, woo! Will got a type, huh?
I guess so. He likes a petite little light skin thing. Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah.
Well, he said he had this idea in his head that, you know, he was going to pursue 20 different women, and then he decided to change his mind. Of course, the man was still married. I don't know what type of lady Halle and Misty are, but I don't think they would sign up for that, would they? With a married man?
Halle might.
Don't you do her like that. You don't know her character.
I don't see her in plenty of characters, especially the one in Monsters Ball.
That's called acting. She got a check for that.
Swordfish. Strictly Business. Jungle Fever.
Help this young man.
The Flintstones. You want me to go on?
You can continue to sound crazy. Go ahead.
Losing Isaiah, the first part.
Let me get out of the way.
When she was singing Domino.
Oh, God. Moneybagg Yo and Ari Fletcher have responded to the Real co-host Garcelle Bouvet. She commented on the birthday gift that Ari gave Moneybagg, which was 28.8 acres of land for his 30th birthday.
Last season, Lonnie and I were talking about don't act married if you're not married. This is acting married. That's a really? Huge gift to someone you're not even married to. I feel like if a man gave me 28 whatever acres, I would feel obligated to stay with him if it didn't work.
Well, fam, that's you.
That's her issue.
Right, that's you, fam. That ain't got nothing to do with Moneybagg Yo and Ari. I thought that was a great birthday gift, fam. Like, what more do you need to show me that you love me to give me all this land? Excuse me, I can build hotels and make money on money on money.
That's right.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, we used to giving each other, you know, Gucci belts and Jordans and stuff that depreciates. Mm-hmm. This is something that appreciates. I thought it was a great gift.
Hell yeah. That young lady should be applauded, and Fancy need to mind her business.
So she said on Ari, y'all don't know the half of what he does for me mentally or financially. I've never felt so safe, loved, spoiled, and happy with a person. He loves me.
What? What was that little break of frustration for?
It wasn't frustration. It wasn't frustration. It was just like, wow, that's what that was.
Oh, okay.
He loves me and my son so much. I'm sorry that you haven't experienced a love like this.
Ooh.
Focus on getting your own land. Ooh. And your husband.
I know that's right, Ari. Get at her.
Miley, what's good?
Yeah, that was, come on now.
We done discovered something about Fancy now? Huh?
Her name is Garcelle. Why do you take people's acting career as who they are?
That's how I know them, too.
So Ashanti, on an episode of Tamron Hall, revealed that she's going to be re-recording her original release, Ashanti, from 2002, which is good because I think she's had some voice lessons. But she also talked about what happened during the verses when Nelly ran and embraced her on stage.
Well, in this clip, she was talking about...
Oh, you ain't get that?
Yeah, she was talking about...
Well, that's the good part. I want to hear about that little... I already said that part.
My bad.
She said that her and Nelly hadn't spoken to each other in 6 years. Mm. Everybody thought that it was like an amicable breakup.
I did.
No.
I sure did.
She said that in her head, she had thought about what it would be like if she ever saw him in the street.
I've been in them situations before. A little awkward, but you just got to break the ice and just, you know, stop playing, girl. Give me a hug. That's all you got to do, man. Works every time.
Well, for me, I just act like they're dead. I don't, you know, I don't see
you.
Oh,
word?
You're
blind. That's how you do it?
You're blind. You can't see. Mm-mm, I don't see you.
Because you.
I don't see you.
You
oh, that was you? That was you? What?
Girl, bad.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Charlene.
All right, let's see what you got.
You told me what you wanted. I gave you what you need. I told you that I love you. Make it good for you and me.
And I never break a promise.
I beg your pardon.
That I can't keep. That I mean.
Well, I think it's make a promise, not
make a promise.
Break a promise.
I realized when I said it.
Okay. The Russian judge says okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Who's the Russian judge?
Me.
Okay. You got four packing tickets to go see the Missouri Tigers stand up the Tennessee Volunteers this Saturday. Plus, you got entry into that grand prize joint for your chance to get $1,000 of free fall cash. All right?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. What morning show you waking up with, Charlize?
The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
I want to break it down.
Listen now for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in free fall cash.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Give me that money, baby.
Drop it a stack.
We know.
Yay.
Hot 103 Jam.
What a money reside.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. RJ. Powered by PRA Health Sciences and Hot 103 Jam.
Are you curious about how
super successful people function? According to Psychology Today, high performers who have earned overwhelming respect within their profession and who have wide recognition within the media have 7 behaviors in common. They are consistent. They understand which daily practices enhance not only their daily performance, but lead to their reaching the goals, and they consistently engage in these habits. Number 2, they are clear about their goals. These individuals clearly define their personal and/or professional goals and reasons for setting them. Number 3, they know how to cope with negative emotion. The road to victory for the ultra successful is filled with obstacles, but these blocks do not impede their vision. Number 4, they embrace change. The ultra-successful view change as an opportunity, not an interference. Number 5, they fully understand what they can and can't control. Number 6, the ultra-successful are curious. They embody a curiosity about how things operate. This approach enhances their overall personal and/or professional development. And finally, number 7, the ultra-successful are comfortable with their inner and outer selves. Have you heard the saying, write the vision and make it plain? Well, get to it. You have the blueprint right now. This is Dr. RJ on the Morning Grime of Shea and Shine for Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams. Be well.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grime on Hot 103 Jams.